Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome into this edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com, and the Keystone Sports app. Dustin Hawkinsmith and Greg Pickle kicking off this show. A little look at Penn State recruiting. We are resetting the board and trying to find some answers to key questions with Greg here, coming off a big weekend, looking ahead in the 19 class. From the 18 class, Bryce Effner is scheduled to join us in just a few minutes. Adam Friedman from Rivals will join us. He's a Mid-Atlantic recruiting analyst for them. It's a good time to talk about recruiting in the Mid-Atlantic, recruiting in the state of Virginia. So we'll touch on those things about Penn State and some of their competition down there with Adam a little bit later in the show. Ask Greg questions from you guys. You'll hear my questions to him in just a minute. Your questions will be answered. And again, 409 Tailgate Wines will be given away to the number one question, according to Greg. So feel free to go download the Keystone Sports app, fire off questions for future editions to ask Greg if you want a bottle of wine, and who doesn't. So let's start with coming off this camp and official visit weekend, Greg. I just wanted to, you know, it's such a fluid picture with, you know, who top targets are, where kids are planning on going, who's in favor, who's out of favor.
Yeah.
So it's worth pulling it back together here. And I think when you look at the second half of the 2019 recruiting cycle, which is where we're headed, there's two positions that stand out to me. First, I was just wondering what the odds are of pulling off getting a second quarterback in the same class. James Franklin has been talking about it for a while. It looked at different points, likely and unlikely, in the 19 class. And then I think it's significant that you get Michael Johnson Jr., who's a four-star from the state of Oregon, to fly across the country and come on campus. I think it's confirmation that he's serious about Penn State. Is there anybody else? So if Michael Johnson Jr. chooses another school, is Penn State just saying, are they pretty much stuck, quote unquote, with Taquan Roberson?
I think so, yeah. I mean, if you look at all the other ones they've already offered, they're pretty much all committed elsewhere. And keep in mind that until Oregon took another quarterback, Michael Johnson Jr. seemed to be dead set on going to Oregon. Now maybe things are open up a little bit. A couple things set the Lions back in this cycle. Number one, I think Tyson Famacha. We always love to get to say his name on the air.
So you just go out of your way
I
now.
Do.
Yeah,
you
got
do.
This you've shiny whole new toy.
Yeah, you've made a whole segment out of this. And but no, I mean, so the four-star, I think Penn State probably got in just a little bit too late on that recruitment. And look, I mean, he went to Clemson. It's not like he, played second fiddle to somebody. So, you know, they were maybe a little bit unfortunate there. Garrett Schrader comes to Penn State if Joe Moorhead is still at Penn State. Joe Moorhead is not at Penn State. He's at Mississippi State, where Garrett Schrader committed. So, I mean, you look at the rest of the board, Max Dugan never really seemed interested in leaving the Midwest. He's a four-star from Iowa. He's going to TCU. So, at the end of the day, I mean, you know, I don't necessarily see anyone offerable out there. Does that mean that they can't find someone? No, it doesn't mean that, but it just seems pretty unlikely that that Penn State finds somebody if it doesn't land Michael Johnson Jr. The good news is that he's a top 200 player, number four quarterback, according to the 247 Sports Composite, and he seemed to have a tremendous time during his official visit. He's 6'2", 190. A little bit different, I think, than what Penn State gets in Taquan Roberson, but I think that if Penn State landed Michael Johnson Jr., they'd certainly find a way to make it work with him and Taquan Roberson, and it would be what James Franklin's wanted for quite some time now.
This would be quite
I didn't really answer your question. You asked what the odds are of them getting a second quarterback. I think
you circled all the way around.
Right, yeah. I'm going to go with above average, but just below very good. I think that
I love it.
I think that they sit in really good shape here. The question just becomes, you know, you come for an official visit all the way from Oregon. You love everything that you see. You're really, really pumped up and excited. And then you go back home, and then how do you feel? Do you still want your family to have to fly across the country to see you play? Do you still want to fly across the country to play? I mean, I think that there's all of those little nuances that sort of sink in once a prospect returns home, and that's what will win or lose this recruitment for Penn State. If he still feels the same way, I think they get him. If he doesn't, obviously he's going to go somewhere else.
I think it's an interesting time to get two quarterbacks in a class. And I think that You look at the 19 season, beyond 2019, when you assume Tommy Stevens will take on that starting job, I think it could be pretty wide open.
Yeah.
So if you're interested in a true competition early in your career, or being able to stay in the competition even if you don't win it outright in the beginning, Penn State offers a good chance there. And that's why – so when James Franklin's talking about going all the way back really to the start of his tenure, about getting two quarterbacks in a class, they still – They've started to catch up from a numbers perspective,
right,
on the depth chart. Keeping Tommy Stevens around was huge for that. So, but I always envisioned this scenario where you get one really good quarterback, a four-star, and then maybe you get a project or something like that.
Yeah.
It would be a huge recruiting coup if they could get two guys who are four-stars in the same class. So that's what we're looking at. And Michael Johnson Jr. is a really good player. Taquan Roberson's a really good player too.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I think that for Penn State, the key will be, you know, if they do continue to do this in the future, it's just to be as upfront with the first commit as they were with Taquan Roberson, who clearly had to know that Penn State was going to go this route. We'll see how it all plays out, but the Lions would be getting a very, very good player from the state of Oregon if Johnson Jr. would pick them. He has a top seven out. I can't remember it from memory, but Nebraska was in there, Oregon, Miami, a couple other schools, NC State was one of them. So there's obviously other competitors here as well.
Same deal, I think, for the running back position. Greg, Devin Ford is in tow. Now, I think it would make sense to get a second running back in this class. Just, you know, I'm looking at the depth chart for Penn State as it stands right now. Miles Sanders, he could be a 1 year as a starter and out of here. There's a scenario where that happens. He could be around for 2 years. I don't know if you have a full-time running back as a successor on the depth chart now. I think that's going to be Devin Ford, but I think there's room and there's reason to be looking for a second running back in this class. The question is, will they get one?
The way Penn State used Saquon Barkley and the way it could use Miles Sanders moving forward with some of these other guys, I think you're going to start to see more of the two-back approach. Like, you didn't do it with Barkley because he was a number one, you know, a top five overall draft pick. Now, the question becomes, if one of these other guys are, you know, rise to that level, how will Penn State keep all of these other four and high five-star guys that they have on their roster happy? And I think that the way to do that is, you know, especially more and more in this game, in this day and age, running backs, the tread you come out of college with is a big deal when it comes to the NFL and what do you have left in the tank. So if you can rotate guys through, it's not only going to help you have a fresh guy out there all the time against what could be a tired defense, but it's also going to obviously keep, you know, more potential years and on the potential NFL career for these players. So yeah, I mean, you look at what Penn State's looking at there. Noah Kane is one, obviously Eric Gray is the other one from the running back from Memphis. So we'll see how that all. He was really not a guy on my radar, to be totally honest. He was the guy that, you know, you knew that Penn State was interested in him and vice versa. Four-star, number three, right behind Devin Ford in the 247 Sports composite rankings. Michigan, Arkansas, good friend Mississippi State, and Charles Huff on their recruitment at one part. So obviously this is a guy who's been on Penn State's radar for quite some time. He's going to take a lot of other official visits, so we'll see. But I mean, he's already run for almost 5,700 yards as a high school athlete with one more season to go. So he's going to break 6,000 yards for his career. And we'll see if Penn State can win out.
We will see. This is the Keystone Kickoff Show, talking Penn State recruiting coming off a busy weekend. Whether they can get a second running back, whether they can get a second quarterback, one or the other, or both, it'll be an interesting dynamic to watch the second half of the cycle. Jaleel Billingsley, the four-star tight end from the Midwest, Greg, back on campus. Is there a connection there? Did he fade away from Penn State's reach a little bit and come back, or no?
Yeah, I think that's probably a fair way to look at it. I think that for a Chicago guy, he's been recruited by Ricky Ronnie. He's been recruited by Tyler Bowen, of course, once he got to the Penn State coaching staff in December. I mean, it was always hard for me to believe that he was going to go to Illinois. I knew it was sort of the hometown connection, obviously, with him being from Chicago. But it just never felt quite right to me that Penn State was going to lose to Illinois. They could lose to someone like, if 247 Sports Crystal Ball current leader, as we talk in the middle of June, and that's Florida. You could understand that, certainly. But Illinois never really made sense to me. And the kid looks good. I mean, if you look at all the stuff he was putting on social media, I mean, he looks like he is a big boy. I mean, he looks the part. He could play a number of different positions, probably. Tight end, seemingly the one that he would fit best at, 6'4", 215. to me, it's, I know that they have a couple offers out, but and they're looking at some guys and whatnot, but to me, it's him or bust, a tight end in a cycle. You just got Zach Kuntz, you just got Pat Freiermuth. Look, the depth isn't great, I get it, within you, and you're sort of, you have John Holland, Nick Bowers, and Danny Dalton on the backside of their career, so you probably would like to snag a tight end here if you could. However, I just don't know if I see it working out for Penn State if it's not Billingsley. The good news is, they seem to have a really good time on this trip. The bad news is, kids go on official visits and have fun every single weekend that they're allowed to do it. So the question is, how long lasting is this experience going to be for him? From the looks of it, from what his family shared on social media, I think very, and I think Penn State is probably neck and neck with Florida right now. But like we said, sometimes guys get on these visits and then they go home and they sort of forget about everything that, you know, that they saw and all
that.
When the emotion
right. fades away, what's left?
Right. When you're not being, you know, pampered, for lack of a better word, yeah. for 48 straight hours, you know, where does the dust settle there? He still has an official left of Florida, if I'm not mistaken. So there's a lot in play here. Alabama pulled the trigger on an offer May 22. This is a recruitment that started quite slow. I believe it's very far from being over, though.
You put it that way with Jahlil Billingsley, but for Lewis Cine, the four-star safety from Texas, is it Lewis Cine or bust for defensive backs? With four in the class already, Cameron Kelly ended up going to Virginia Tech.
Yeah.
There doesn't seem to be a lot of targets left on the board. I don't think that they're looking at Lewis Cine because they need a safety. I think they're looking at Lewis Cine because they like Lewis Cine.
Yeah, agreed. I think that he's more than likely going to be either going to be him or bust at defensive back. Now, look, there are some big name guys that have put Penn State in their top five. However, you know, if there's a top five, it means you're, what, 20% chance to be picked. I think they're more like 5% in reality. I mean, I think that these other schools that they're in against for these big, mostly out-of-region targets are very, very far from, you know, very far ahead of Penn State. But, you know, does Jawan Sider pull a Florida guy late in the process that maybe was looking at Florida or Florida State, didn't have room for, you know, kind of those things that happen sometimes. Is that possible at all? Maybe. But I do think that, you know, it's probably sign or bust. And he seemed to have a great time on campus. Again, Penn State's just going to have to fight off the fact that they are now, and, you know, before, the Southern schools were the ones that were trying to get Lewis Cine back to campus and all that kind of stuff. And now it's Penn State trying to do it. And will you overcome the Texas schools and some of the other Southern ones that have jumped into the race now that he's, you know, maybe 2 hours from campus and not eight?
Just real quick, how many offensive linemen do you expect in this class? Xavier Trust, Anthony Wiggins, Ja'Kai Moore, Salim Wormley are all in the fold. Penn State's gotten exactly four every cycle prior to now. Are they going to get more or less than four? Let's set that the over-under.
I will take the push. I think they get exactly four, as a matter of fact.
I'm just rooting for this data trend to continue. That's
right.
What I want.
Yeah, I see five more likely than three. But I think four is probably the number they land on.
Okay, so above average, but short of very good.
Exactly, right, yes.
We're moving on here on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Still talking recruiting. Bryce Heftner, a three-star lineman from Illinois, will join us in just a moment. Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to gopsurv.com and reserve your RV today.
160,000 miles. That's on average how often you'll use your car insurance. But what if you could get help with more often? Maybe save a couple of bucks on clothes or at restaurants. What if you could even get rescued roadside when a tire goes flat or your battery dies? You can, when you're a member and your auto insurance is AAA. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about how AAA works at every mile.
Hi, Dustin Hawkinsmith here from the Keystone Kickoff Show. Stop by Route 15 Beverage Express for the best selection of craft, domestic, and import beer in the area. Let our friendly and knowledgeable staff provide you with the best service in the area. And don't forget, June 23rd, we are saying thank you for 15 wonderful years of service. Stop by from noon to 4 for free food from 409 Tailgate Club, beer samples, and prizes just off Route 15 South in Dillsburg.